I mean, first few games are big. I mean, it's nice to have an extra preseason game. You know, we got an extra game to get ready. And, you know, we're two games in. You know, everyone else is just one, just getting done with training camp. So, you know, feeling good up two games. You know, we got, third game. This is one we really got to start playing. And I think, you know, the playing gets ramped up, and it's a big game.
How about you personally? What you're trying to accomplish, trying to solidify that spot in the linebacker spot back there?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot to do still. You know, I mean, it's definitely preseason ain't over yet. There's a lot left to do. You know, three games left. You got to prove a lot. You know, there's a lot of talent in our room, and so, you know, all these games matter. Not just to me, to everyone.
You said there's a lot of stuff to do. What do you need to do?
I mean, you gotta get downhill, get off blockers, make tackles, make plays, hopefully get your hands on some footballs. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do. I got a lot of stuff to work on, and, you know, too much to name, you know, standing here, but just gotta go out on the field and do it.
You talked about the learning curve, I think, last year, when you first got here to what you do now. Is there still a learning curve going on for you now? And where do you think you've improved on the most?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're all improving now, just learn how to play and what we need to do to get better. You know, last year, you know, we were just trying to figure out where to stand, and I mean, we didn't know where to line up, you know, where to stand, you know, so it's kind of a little different. I mean, we're still working, you know, we still make mistakes doing that, you know, we got to work on that, but you know, we're trying to play the way they want us to play now.
Yeah, when there's a guy like Chad Greenwhite, right, who we just carry around as an iPad and try to figure it out. Who's the number one guy basically there that has helped you the most? I know you have to compete against them still, but learn at the same time with this system.
I mean, I don't know. It's over a year, you know, you kind of you put it in so many times, and you know, you put it in OTAs, you put it in mini camp, you put it in training camp, and then you run it all year. So, I mean, after a full year of putting it in, we probably put the defense in 5-6 times now in the past 2 years, and, you know, you end up, you know, learning all the ins and outs, and then you just got to go out and put it on the field and show you can do it and, you know, execute it every play. Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely study, especially as players. You know, you got to go into the game knowing what you're playing and what you're going to be facing. And I mean, I think all the guys have been studying pretty good. You know, even the games before. You know, may not have like as much of a game plan like regular season, but I mean, everyone's tuned in and is ready to go with the Raiders.
I know the D-line, I talked to Everson, he was kind of laughing and salivating at the same time facing Christian. You know, he's like, yeah, friends and everything, but when we go up against him, how is it in the preseason to have a little bit more fun going up against a former friend and teammate?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like that. It seems like that about every week. I mean, eventually, you know, people on all sorts of teams. Like last week, I played Glennon, you know, Mike Glennon. I played with him in college, a good friend of mine. And, you know, this week, be Christian. And I don't know, it's the NFL. Guys move around all over the place. So there's guys you know on every team, and it's just how it is.
But can you enjoy it more in the preseason as opposed to the regular season? Or no, when you're fighting for spots and trying to figure things out?
Like I mean, I don't know. I don't really think it matters who's on the other team. You know, if you know them or not, no, it doesn't matter. You know, they're on the other team, so it don't really matter.
You talk about the second year and how you guys are learning more and you're in the right spots. But have you sensed that Zimmer's expectations of you guys have been upped a little bit, that you should know this system by now?
I mean, I can't really say they've been upped. I mean, his expectations have been the same since he got here. He didn't really care if we knew it or didn't know it. You know, we were going to learn it the way he wanted us to learn it, and that's the way we were going to do it. And obviously, you know, we'll never be perfect, but, you know, that's what we're trying to be. And, you know, we're getting better at it. You know, we'll probably, like I said, we'll never be perfect at it, but, I mean, we're just going to keep doing what they asked us to do.